beginning kindly awareness. This is a meditation practice of developing kindly awareness. So perhaps the first thing to say is that it's a practice of developing kindly awareness. And that is to say, again, we're going to be practicing cultivating kindness or well-wishing. The implication of that is that we may or may not actually experience or feel kindness during the practice, but we are aiming in that direction. And to use a well-worn analogy, if you plant good seeds and nurture them well, they will flower and fruit in due time when the conditions all come together. So I'll describe how we'll practice today, make a few observations that may be helpful, and then we'll begin. So the practice we're about to do is a way of starting to explore how we might cultivate a stronger sense of kindness, of compassion, of caring for ourselves, and also in this practice for our friends. In fact, in this particular practice for two of our friends. And this can be helpful for a couple of reasons. First of all, sometimes when we practice directing kindness towards ourselves, wishing ourselves well-being, wishing ourselves peace, fulfillment, success, whatever it might be, when we do this, we can find it difficult. Maybe we encounter a sense, maybe quite subtle, that we're being selfish or self-centred, or that we don't deserve it, or it may just feel awkward, at least to begin with. Bringing to mind a friend and wishing them well, wishing them happiness and so on, can seem a lot easier. It can seem more natural. So in practicing this way, we get used to how it feels to direct caring awareness to someone, to our friend. And then it may be easier to direct and receive caring awareness towards ourselves. So what we will do is this. We'll settle for a short while, in the usual way we do when we begin meditating. Then we'll introduce this element of kindness, of compassion, into our awareness of our own experience of ourself. So we develop our awareness of how we are, what our experience is, and then we experiment, and it can be helpful to see it as an experiment with kind of flavouring that awareness with some emotional warmth for ourselves, whatever our experience is, whether we're okay in a general kind of way, or in some distress or difficulty over something, or enjoying some good things in our life right now, or some blend of all these. After a few minutes of this sort of attention to ourself, of being with ourself, we'll move our awareness to a friend. So, as I'm speaking, you can be choosing a friend to bring to mind in this section of the meditation. And to make that choosing a bit easier, we'll then move our attention to another friend, a second friend, and we'll give them a few minutes of our kindly awareness as well. Now, we practice in this way to ease any difficulty we might have selecting which friend we'll meditate on. And of course, each time you do this practice, you can select different friends or the same friends. It will be interesting either way. Then we'll bring attention back to ourself for a short while before closing the meditation for today. So just before we start, 2 points. We may notice that we have mixed feelings, not only about ourselves, but also about our friends. For example, when we bring our friend to mind, we may notice, along with our sense of friendship for them, that we sometimes find them irritating. Maybe they have a mannerism, a habitual way of doing something that bothers us. So we can notice that, notice our irritation, and still cultivate our desire for their well-being, because they're our friend. And they don't have to be perfect for us to wish them happiness, peace, and so on. So really, we're also exploring our emotional world, getting to know ourselves better by noticing the whole spectrum of feelings we may discover we have about our friends. And if we can allow them to be imperfect and still deserving of our kindly awareness, well, perhaps we can allow ourselves to be imperfect and still wish ourselves happiness, peace, and so on. And the second point I want to make is not to expect fireworks, by which I mean not to expect great oceanic feelings of love or compassion. As I've already said, the fruits, the results of practicing developing kindly awareness may be experienced gradually and either inside or outside the meditation practice itself. So it may be at some other time in your day, you may notice you feel a bit lighter or suddenly a bit warmer emotionally about something or someone, maybe even yourself, or just generally. Intensity of emotion isn't in itself a sign of authenticity or depth, and simple, even quite mild feelings of caring or okayness or peace and so on are to be noticed and savoured when they arise. So let's make a start.